Today, we're diving into some exciting updates in the AMD ecosystem, particularly focused on the intersection of AMD's Zen architecture and Linux kernel developments. We've got a lot to unpack, so let's get right into it. Headline overview. 1. Linux 7.1 introduces AGESA reporting for AMD Zen systems. AMD's AGESA version can now be easily accessed in Linux 7.1, enhancing debugging capabilities. 2. New performance optimizations on the horizon. AGESA updates are set to bring new performance enhancements and compatibility improvements. 3. Future of AGESA and OpenSil. Discussion on the eventual transition from AGESA to OpenSil. Deep dive. Let's start with the first topic, the recent changes in Linux 7.1 regarding AMD's AGESA firmware. For those who may not be familiar, AGESA, which stands for AMD Generic Encapsulated Software Architecture, has been a crucial component for AMD's AM4 and AM5 platforms. It provides essential firmware support that enables the operating system to interface effectively with the hardware. Now, up until this point, checking the AGESA version on an AMD Zen system running Linux was quite cumbersome. Users had to either reboot into the BIOS UEFI settings or sift through BIOS version notes from their motherboard manufacturers to identify the AGESA version. This was not only inconvenient, but also time-consuming, especially for developers and engineers who rely on precise system configurations for performance benchmarking and debugging. With the introduction of Linux kernel version 7.1, there's a significant improvement. The AGESA version will now be printed directly to the kernel log upon detection. This means that instead of rebooting, you can simply run a command like sudo dmss grep AGESA to quickly ascertain your AGESA version. This is a game changer for those of us who need to keep track of firmware versions for performance tuning and system stability. The patch that enables this feature has already been queued into the tip.git's x86 platform Git branch, which is an encouraging sign that it will make it into the upcoming Linux 7.1 merge window. While it's a great addition, many users, including myself, hope to see AGESA version reporting available under sys:class/dmi/id/ for non-root access in the future. This would streamline the process even further, making it easier to integrate AGESA version checks into automated scripts and benchmarking tools. Now, why are AGESA updates so critical? They not only provide performance optimizations, but also enhance system memory compatibility, introduce new CPU security features, and support new CPUs. So, having quick access to this information can significantly aid in troubleshooting and optimizing AMD systems. Moving on to our next topic, let's talk about the implications of these AGESA updates. As we see more frequent updates coming through, there is a growing expectation for AMD to continue enhancing their performance metrics. The improvements in memory compatibility and CPU features mean that developers can push their systems to new limits, especially in AI and ML workloads where every bit of performance counts. Speaking of performance, let's touch on the future of AGESA and its transition to OpenSil. For those who aren't aware, OpenSil stands for Open Silicon Interface Layer, which is intended to replace AGESA in the long run. This shift could potentially lead to greater transparency and flexibility in how AMD systems interact with the operating system. The move towards open source solutions is always an exciting prospect in the tech community, as it allows for broader collaboration and innovation. While AGESA has served AMD well for over a decade, the transition to OpenSil could open up new avenues for developers and engineers to fine-tune their systems. It will be interesting to see how AMD balances the transition while maintaining backward compatibility with existing systems. In conclusion, the developments surrounding AGESA in Linux 7.1 are a significant leap forward for AMD users and developers. The ease of accessing AGESA version information is a small yet impactful change that can streamline workflows and enhance debugging processes. As we look forward to the future, the potential transition to OpenSil offers exciting possibilities for the AMD ecosystem, particularly in high-performance computing and AI applications. Thank you for joining me on this technical journey today. Let's keep our eyes open for further advancements in the AMD space as they continue to innovate and push the boundaries of what's possible with GPUs and AI workloads. Until next time.